We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28. The chapter entitles Kapila's Instruction on Devotional Service. Text number 36.
Shopye yata charamaya manaso nivritya. Shopetaya charamaya manaso nivritya. Tasmin mahin mahimna basita sukha dukkha bayo.
Tasmin mahimni
avasita sukha dukkha bayo.
Tasmin mahimni avasita sukha dukkha bayo.
Hetu tvam apsati kartari dukkha yor dukkha yoryat.
Hetu tvam apsati kartari dukkha yoryat.
Hetu tvam apsati kartaram dukkha kayoryat.
Hetu tvamapyasati kartaram
dukkha yoryat. Svam atmanam vidhatta upalabdha parastha kast paratmakasta. Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakasta. Shopetaya charamayo manasa nivritya.
Shopetaya charamayo manaso nivritya.
Shopetaya charamayo manaso nivritya.
Shopetaya charamayo manaso nivritya.
Tasmin mahimni avesita sukha dukkha bahye. Tasmin mahimni avisita sukha dukkha bahye.
Tasmin mahimni avisita sukha dukkha bahye.
Hetu tvam apsati kartari dukkha yorto dukkha yoryat.
Hetu tvam apsati kartari dukkha yoryat.
Hetu tvam apsati kartari dukkha yoryat. Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Shopetaya charamayo manasa nivritya. Tasmin mahimni avisita dukha sukha labdha labhitaye.
Tasmin mahimni avisita sukha dukha bahye.
Hetu tvam api asatiha kartari dukha yoryat.
Hetu tvam api asatiha kartari dukha yoryat.
Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Svatman vidhatta upalabdha paratmakastaha.
Zopi. Word for word. Saha.
Saha.
The yogi.
Yogi.
Api.
Api.
Moreover.
Moreover.
Itaya.
Itaya.
By this.
By this.
Charamaya.
Charamaya.
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Manasaha. Of the mind. Nibritya. By cessation of material reaction. Tasmin. In this. Mahimni. ultimate glory. Avasita. Situated. Sukha dukha bahye.
Outside of happiness and distress.
Hetutvam. The cause.
Cause.
Api.
Api.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Asati.
Asati.
A product of ignorance.
Product of ignorance.
Kartari.
Kartari.
In the false ego.
Dukhayo.
Of pleasure and pain.
Of pleasure and pain.
Yat. Which?
Swatman.
To his own self.
Vidatte.
He attributes.
Upalabdha.
Realized.
Paramatma.
Of the Supreme Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Kasta.
The highest truth.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus, situated in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reactions and becomes situated in its own glory. Transcendent to all material conception of happiness and distress, at that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that the pleasure and the pain, as well as their interactions, which he attributes to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Translation responsibly. Thus situated in the highest transcendental stage. The mind ceases from all material reactions and becomes situated in own glory.
The mind ceases from all material reactions and becomes
transcendent to all material conception of happiness and distress.
Transcendent to all material conceptions of happiness and distress.
At that time, the yogi realizes the truth.
At that time, the yogi realizes the truth.
Of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He discovers that the pleasure and the pain, as well as their interactions, which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. By yoga practice, one can eradicate this ignorance of thinking oneself independent of the Supreme Lord. One's actual relationship is eternally that of love. The living entity is meant to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Forgetfulness of this sweet relationship is called ignorance. And in ignorance, one is impelled by the three modes of material nature to think oneself the enjoyer. When the devotee's mind is purified and he understands that his mind has to be dovetailed with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has attained the perfection. He has the perfectional transcendental stage, which is beyond the perception of material distress and happiness. As long as one acts on his own account, he is subject to all material perception of so-called happiness and distress. There is no happiness. Just as no happiness in any of the activities of madmen, so in the material activities, the mental concoction of happiness and distress are false. Actually, everything is distress. When the mind is dovetailed to act according to the desire of the Lord, one has attained the transcendental stage. The desire of the Lord is the desire to the Lord lorded over material nature is the cause of ignorance. When that desire is completely extinguished, and the desire are dovetailed with those of Supreme Lord, one has reached the perfectional stage. Upalabdha paratma khasta. Upalabdha means realization. Realization necessarily indicate individuality. In the perfectional stage, liberated stage, there is actual realization. Nibhittaya means that the living entity keeps his individuality. Oneness means that he realizes the happiness in the happiness of the Supreme Lord. In the Supreme Lord, there is nothing but happiness. Anandamayo Vyasat. The Lord is by nature full of transcendental happiness. In the liberated stage, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness. But the individual still exists. Otherwise, this word upalabdha, indicating an individual realization of the transcendental happiness, would not have been used. Om Ajnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakambitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kantaradha Namastade Tattva Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patidanam Pavane Vyo Vaisnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. So we are continuing to hear the wonderful instruction by Lord Kapila Dev, who is instructing his mother on the process of different devotional service. In this particular chapter, Lord Kapila Dev begins the instruction of Ashtanga yoga system or yoga system. In the very beginning, very first verse of this chapter, Lord says, the Personality Godhead said, "My dear mother, O daughter of King, now I shall explain to you the system of yoga, the object of which is to concentrate the mind. By practicing this system, one can become joyful and progressively advance towards the path of absolute truth." So he's continuing his instructions on the Ashtanga Yoga. Yoga, the word yoga means to connect with the Supreme Lord. So Lord Kapila Dev begins with different limbs of yoga system, which are yama, niyama, which are do's and don'ts. So he begins with the instruction with the do's and don'ts. He describes many do's and don'ts. And then he also describes the asana and pranayama, the breathing exercises, inhaling, exhaling. And then he continues his instructions. So he starts to get to the stage of actual meditating on the Lord. He gives the description of how a yogi should be meditating, how he should be meditating on the Lord. He begins the meditation should for the yogi begin in the form of the Lord. Not only that, the full form, he gives him the detail of where he starts. The yogi should meditate on, begin from the lotus feet of the Lord. He describes the characteristics or the different, how the lotus feet has got different symbols, and he moves on, progressively goes to the thighs, and then moves to the hips, the navel, and then goes to the chest, where the place where Mother Lakshmi is residing, and goes on and describes unto a face, a smile of the Lord, and eyebrows, the core of the heart. And by meditating on this, and this is the beautiful form of the Lord, which is decorated with the yellow silk, and Kastuba Jom on his chest, a beautiful smiling face. So he goes on to say, by meditating on this, the yogi actually gets this symptom of ecstasy, because it's transcendental form. And so after completing his description of the Lord, he goes, we just read yesterday, that when the mind is thus completely free from the material contamination and detachment from the material objects, it is just like in a flame of lamp. At that time, the mind is actually dovetailed with the Supreme Lord and experienced as one with Him, because He freed from the interactive flow of material qualities. So today's verse is continues in the same similar subject matter, that the mind should be fully absorbed in the personality of Godhead. And the goal of controlling that mind is the mind ceases from the material reactions. And then because the mind is the cause of distress or all kinds of unhappiness in this world, once that is, when the mind is focused on the Lord, then the effects of the unhappiness, everything is transcendental. It doesn't become any difference. Just like our Gorkishadas Babaji Maharaj, for him to chant in the toilet, because he was getting so much disturbed, at some point he used to just go in the toilet and chant the holy name. What did it really make a difference to him whether he's chanting outside in the bank of Ganges or in the toilet? For him, material, external happiness and all this disturbance did not make no difference. So that is the... So when it says when the mind ceases from all material reaction, this is what it is meaning, that it will not make any difference. The sweetness of the holy name and your meditation on the Lord's forms, pastimes, it is so transcendental. You had no pain. You will not feel any material pain. And another point Prabhupada makes in the purport, that the forgetfulness of one's sweet relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the product of ignorance By this practice of yoga, one can eradicate this ignorance. It's one of the points in Prabhupada makes that by this yoga practice, we can eradicate all this ignorance. Ignorance is a product of false ego. False ego means, false ego in Sanskrit, it means ahamkara. Aham means I. Kara means I'm doer. This is what ahamkara means. It means that I am the doer. I am the center. I am the. And because of this, we have the person thinks, I am Ishwaraham Aham Bhogi. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. I am the happy. I am the powerful. So these are all the attributes comes when you are when there's ahamkara or false ego. So and our desire should be to serve the Lord. Once our desire is dovetailed to serve the Lord, as Prabhupada mentions in Prabhupada, in the purport, that the Lord, it takes control. Once our, when our desires are our, for our own purpose, own self, then Maya takes over. Maya is in control. When our desires is to serve the Lord, Lord takes over and He takes control. When our desire is to serve ourselves or our senses or body or mind, then Maya takes over. Sometimes we also think that we are in Krishna consciousness and we have, some false ego does come. For example, we are a great cook or great book distributor or a manager, so on and so forth. So these false ego, these pride, this should be, they are very subtle. It should be, it shouldn't come. And this is the root cause of all our suffering, that we are the doer. Kartaham, one becomes kartaham, this is the root cause of our suffering. So, when we serve the Lord, that is gets dovetailed, that all our false ego, first pride, everything is given to Krishna. Krishna, you take charge, and you look after it. So that becomes, because for this desire to forget the Supreme, we are here in this condition. Anadi kalar bahumukhi means from the time of memorial we are just forget Krishna. We have and we are in this condition. So and as living entity, we cannot stop desiring. So the desiring has to be dovetails to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our desire should be according to Shastra, the instruction of Guru, and instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and instruction of Srila Prabhupada. These should be our desires to serve Krishna. And the word also in mentioned here is nibriti. Nibriti means being free from all these false ego, the ignorance, the desire to control the mind. We should be free from those. Once we are free, Of all these Vacho Vegam, in where Rupa Goswami mentions in Upadesamrita, Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. The urges to control the speech, the mind, the tongue, the belly, genital, all these urges of these different it's nibriti, which means that's free, being free from all these urges of a different pushing, of the different bodily pushings. So we should be free from all these urges of this body, and we should dovetail our desire to the Supreme Lord. This is what yoga is all about. This is what the Kapila Devi is all, the final conclusion. All this is leading to completely think and serve the Supreme Lord. This is the final, the stage of yoga is samadhi. Samadhi means that your desire and your thinking and willing, everything it becomes to, it's surrendered to the Lord. It's connected to the Lord. Yoga means, as I said, it's connection. So what is our yoga system in this age? Our yoga system is simple, very simple. We don't have to sit there, and as this yoga process is described, this instruction is being spoken at the Shati Yuga, which is the age which was primarily was for the method of self-realization is through the yoga system or meditation. So we are in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the method is for us is simplified and made it very easy, which is the chanting of the holy name. We didn't have to sit there and then look at the tip of the nose and then sit there, exhale, inhale. All this process is can do, yes, that helps to control your mind, which is the goal of this Ashtanga Yoga, is to control the mind. But the simplified that method is to chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thinking on the meditating on the holy name of the Lord, thinking that is the yoga. This is our goal of our yoga, this should be. And today is the disappearance day of one of our acharya, who is Ishwarapuri Thakur. Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is his disappearance day. We thought of maybe just discuss a little bit about Ishwarapuri Thakur. So Ishwarapuri was born in West Bengal. In Bengal, there's a town called Kumarhatta. His father's name was Shyam Sundar Acharya. And Ishwarapuri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri is also one of the acharyas in our parampara. He is a great devotee. So Ishwarapuri happened to be his disciple. Madhavendra Puri is also a spiritual master of our Advaita Acharya. Ishwarapuri was his dedication to serving his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri was so great. He served the spiritual master till the last minute. So faithfully, serving him physically, anything is required. The Ishwarapuri was one of the prominent disciples of Madhavendra Puri. So Ishwarapuri met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. He was actually residing in Gaya, but before this is when Mahaprabhu was still studying, still young. At that time, Ishwarapuri visited Navadvip. And he was staying at the house of Gopinath Acharya. And so he used to discuss the pastimes of Krishna with different Vaishnavas within in Navadvip. And he used to regularly visit Advaita Acharya and also discuss Krishna Katha there. So one day Mahaprabhu also came to Gopinath Acharya's house, and this was the first meeting with Ishwarapuri with Mahaprabhu. First time they met, they introduced, and seeing the beautiful the features of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya, Madhava Mahaprabhu was jubilant and very happy. At that time, they were still playing a pastime of just he was a saintly personality. He was a great scholar. He was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student still as a normal. So regularly, Mahaprabhu used to invite Ishwarapuri to his house, and Mahaprabhu used to cook, give mother to cook, and he personally used to serve and feed Ishwarapuri Prabhupada. So this went on for three months or more. He stayed in Navadvip and he had a darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time also Ishwarapuri used to teach Gadadhar Pandit. And he also compiled a book called Krishna Lilamrita. So then Ishwarapuri Prabhupada went back to Gaya, and later on, as Mahaprabhu finished his education, he went to Gaya, which is in the northern part of India. And there he again met Ishwarapuri, one of the region Mahaprabhu also, he was at Gaya, and he wanted to perform the Shraddha ceremonies to his forefathers as a householder. And there, Ishwarapuri and Mahaprabhu actually requested Ishwarapuri to initiate him into a Vaishnava parampara. So in Gaya, Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwarapuri. And he took instructions. And from that point onwards, Mahaprabhu started to exhibit or the devotional ecstatic symptoms. All these learnings he had learned, everything he, all the scriptures and everything. So from that point onwards, Mahaprabhu started to exhibit his devotional ecstatic symptoms and started to preach. And he came back. So that is the initiation taken by Mahaprabhu. And I just thought to quickly read. When Mahaprabhu got to the Gaya, this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur describing the conversation. This is Lord Chaitanya talking to Ishwarapuri. Says, "My pilgrimage to Gaya is successful for today. I have seen your lotus feet. When one makes the pinda, or the offering to the ancestors at the holy place, then the ancestor is delivered. But simply by seeing you, 10 million ancestors are delivered from all forms of bondage in single moment." So he's glorifying how important it is, the association of the serving Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu himself is saying this. "Therefore, no holy place is your equal, and you are the primary source of auspiciousness for even the holy places. Please lift me up from the ocean of material suffering. I offer this my body up to your service. And only gift I ask of you is that you give me the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet to drink. In very humble, Mahaprabhu is requesting his spiritual master. This is how the disciples, the attitude should be. That he's humble, he's requesting for the instructions or the service from the spiritual master. And then, I mean, there's not great deal of, there's some here and there, but different acharyas have given the glimpse of different descriptions. So, towards the end of his life, Ishwarapuri continued to stay at the Gaya. And when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, he sent two of his prominent disciple. In fact, it was not disciple actually, his god brothers, Kashishwara and Govinda, to serve Mahaprabhu with the instruction of Ishwarapuri. These two devotees went and served Mahaprabhu at the Jagannath Puri, and there is no much description of how he passed away. I don't have much description. But then Ishwarapuri had gone and disappeared. Today is actually his disappearance day. So just a brief pastimes of Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, as I said, is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is just he's setting us an example how to accept a spiritual master, which is absolute necessary. It is the must, and he's personally showing by his example by accepting these spiritual masters. So I would like to end here. If there's any questions or comments, I can. Right answer. Or any corrections?
Why does it say in the translation that the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory?
Own glory, as I understand, it means that now mind has completely has become transcendental to all material suffering. That is our own glory. Because we identify ourselves with the body and the senses and the material objects, that's why the mind is the actual glory of the mind is to serve the Lord. That is the own glory. That is actual glory of the person and individual. As I understand, that's what it is meaning. That he is attributed his own self and actually. So he is attributed to his own self and actually due to false ego and pride. So once the mind is completely out of this, becomes transcendental to material sufferings, enjoyments, then that's the actual glory of our own self, as I understand. Any other?
You want to tell us something about Ishwarapuri? Yeah.
We just finished.
Ishwarapuri.
Yes, we just finished. You came in late. Ishwarapuri, as we discussed, Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was born in the Kumarahatta in West Bengal, and he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and he also met Lord Advaitacharya and Srila Gadadhar. He instructed Gadadhar. He also wrote a book called Krishna Lilamrita in Navadvip while he was visiting Navadvip. And then later on, Mahaprabhu took initiation in Gaya from Ishwarapuri. And that was the Ishwarapuri time. We discussed already. So, okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions? So I've got a question for you. Who is giving instruction in this section of Bhagavatam? Ishwarapuri was today his disappearance day, but in this section of Bhagavatam, who's instructing who? Excellent, yes. Kapila Muni is instructing who?
Devotee.
Who's devotee?
Kapila.
Yes. So we have our great pundits in our audience. These are our future leaders and devotees. So they, from young age, they all know about Krishna and Krishna's pastime, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, who's Krishna?
Yeah.
There you go. Simple. Krishna consciousness is not difficult, is it? It's very simple. All you need to know is Krishna. Correct? Yes. True. Okay, anything else? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.